This is the time of year that we usually start discussing wheat diseases like stripe rust. So what's going on with stripe rust in Kansas this year? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Stripe rust is currently being found in Kansas, but not in our area. South Central and Southeast Kansas are reporting stripe rust as of last Friday. The closest that it's being found to us is in Meade County, south of Cimarron, down on the Oklahoma state line. Now, the thing to keep in mind is that while it is being found, it's only being found at very low levels and in the middle of the wheat canopy. If they have conditions conducive to continued stripe rust development, they will begin making plans to protect the flag leaves with a fungicide treatment, especially on the susceptible varieties. But what does that really mean for our area? It means that right now we wait and keep watching south of us to see if the stripe rust situation continues to develop in our direction. The thing that will help protect our wheat is the fact that it is dry south of us. This is because it takes moisture for stripe rust spores to infect that wheat leaf. While they've received some showers, in general, things are pretty dry in southwest Kansas. Parts of that area are in moderate to severe drought, according to the latest drought monitor. Since we're really in a wait-and-see time period in northwest Kansas, we can continue to focus on other things that we have going on, like planting corn. I'll continue to monitor the stripe rust situation and keep you informed on what's going on. We also have a while to monitor the situation, since we don't have to make fungicide application decisions for stripe rust until those flag leaves are emerging. I checked wheat and the growth stages of the wheat while I was looking for freeze damage in this last week. I can find some wheat with two joints on the stem, however, there's quite a bit more with only one joint showing on the stem. Now, the warm temperatures and the little bit of rain this weekend may help move this wheat along just a little bit quicker than what it has been going, but we still have a while to wait. All in all, I know folks want to be kept up to date on what's going on with stripe rust. If you're not on the list to receive emails from me regarding crop conditions, including information on stripe rust, you can sign up to be on this list on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, and that address is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And I promise to just send you the information that is important to crop production in our area and information that's important to your farm's profitability. If you have any questions, please contact me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.